Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 11, verses 3 through 6. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." But when Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
We live in a fast-paced society, where many of our whims and desires can be gratified instantaneously. It takes discipline to refrain from acting on impulses of the flesh, and instead to wait for God's perfect timing. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, those of us who are believers can quickly become overeager and restless. Consider the patience and restraint it took for Jesus to use his power in accordance with his Father's will, especially while someone close to him suffered and died. On learning that Lazarus was sick, the Lord delayed for 2 days instead of rushing to his beloved friend's bedside. Why? Because Jesus knew that God's plan of redemption was far bigger than the mere prevention of death through physical healing. In reading the first 46 verses of John 11, it's clear that God's plan for Lazarus, for Jesus, and for all who trust in the Lord for their sin to be forgiven is resurrection from death and to eternal life. When we witness suffering and death in the world, it can be easy to lose heart. But Jesus' example in waiting on his Father's timing to intervene in Lazarus' situation invites us to patiently bear all things. We aren't alone in our waiting or weeping. Jesus wept too. As people of hope, Christ followers know how the story ends. As we see in the 21st chapter of Revelation, he will wipe every tear from our eyes, and death will be no more.